rest my cock down here.
Is there a place we can tie our horses at?
You find a small little place where you can tie your horses up.
Is there a water trough?
There's...
Hey, Momo!
She started crying.
Oh, no.
Crying. Are you sad? What's matter?
She missed the plot.
Yeah, she was like, what's happening to my favorite character, Vigor?
Your mother burned some bush. That's you. She gave a little smile there.
Hey,
Momo!
You
want a
bottle?
Momo, world thanks, Harry.
Momo, world star.
She got an 8.
Alright, so pluck my crossbow bolt out. Yep. How many do I have of these, actually? I should probably be paying attention. Oh. Okay, I've got 15 left.
Oh, you left me upside down.
Alright, so you guys go about through the night. You do manage to, Vigor, while the others go about gathering firewood and preparing stuff like that.
I'm just gonna pour that.
You do, there is a well that was close by.
Oh.
So, and it was one that the previous occupants had dug. So what you do is you dig like a small trench, probably about 2 feet wide and about 10 feet long, about a foot deep or so. Nothing too terribly, what's the word I'm looking for? Too terribly time-consuming.
Yeah.
It takes you pretty much till sundown. You get the horses fed. There's plenty of grown-up grass in the backyards and vines for them to graze on. So as far as that goes, you're pretty well set. The horses are being taken care of.
Nice.
Cock Shithead and Whippersnapper the Long Dick of the Law are very happy.
Cool.
They name their horses, not me.
Shit Dick?
Is it shit?
I don't remember.
I thought it was dick shit.
Shit eater.
Shit eater.
Yeah.
It's so, just shit something.
So, Cock, Shit Eater, and Whippersnapper the Long Dick of the Law.
Awesome. When's your horse's birthday?
I don't know. When did I say that?
July.
Yeah.
You got a horse?
No, I was talking in my sleep, and apparently one night I raised up and said, hey, today's my horse's birthday.
And we heard you.
Congratulations.
You're playing the game.
Probably called 911.
911, what's your emergency? It's my horse's birthday.
Oh, shit, it's that Weird Valley folk again. Hell.
No, we were in Indian Boundary, so where were we?
We were in our cabin in Ohio.
Oh, nice.
Oh, it was Ohio.
Good job, honey.
Oh, yeah, that makes it even weirder, because I was, like, up on the balcony by myself asleep. And they were like all downstairs in the king bed, and all three of them sleeping. It's my horse's birthday.
You do say some weird crap in there.
The bee?
Shut up.
Okay, so
you sent me the proof of that.
I know I did.
Yeah. So I guess we're just getting the cabin set up for the night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yay!
I'm gonna walk around in the cabin and like look around for anything interesting or useful. Because Figure's nosy like that.
Make an investigation check.
This house has dead people.
Just under the floorboards.
14.
14. With the fading light, you draw your torch and light it. Careful now, woman.
It's gonna be the cabin in the woods.
Oh, hi, Mark.
You'll receive 30 minutes of ad-free.
What was that? 30 minutes ad-free, Morgan.
Yeah.
She just looks at me like, really?
All right, so as you walk around, you don't really find too much of use. You do manage to find kind of an old shack that had... You walk around that kind of outskirts of the property, and there is an old shack that a tree has fell through. Looking around in that shack, you do find a bar for the door that you can set on to kind of keep things out for the night.
Nice. Okay. Well, that's good.
And just so you guys know, the cabin itself is a rather small cabin. It's probably the entire cabin is about the size of half of this basement or so. You can tell it was probably just one person that lived here, and they were kind of a hermit or a recluse.
Interesting.
It does have a fireplace. Which you all gather firewood for and use one of your lesser uses of Igni to fire pups up.
This is actually rather nice. If I didn't feel like the world has rested on the fate of my shoulders, I would just probably stay here.
Oh yeah, one thing you realize, fire is now upside down. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. As above, so below. Yeah, so I guess we'll light. Oh, you are. You lit the fire with your cat eye magic.
Show off, you know.
I don't think we should even take watch. I barred the door. Like, I've got a gun.
The windows do have lockable shutters as well.
Okay, we'll lock those.
Yeah, you're welcome, guys.
Thanks, bro.
We feel safe now.
Well, I mean, you've been keeping me fed, so.
I mean, well, yeah, you guys are that giant fish.
Well, but still, you've been keeping me fed besides that.
Yeah,
whatever happened to that fish? Did we eat it?
We ate it. You put a berry glaze on it.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're talking about
the fish. You put a dingleberry glaze on it.
We had fish
this
jam.
Is great. He's just like covered in shit. I guess he's going to sleep on the hard wooden floor.
Oh.
You guys have bedrolls.
I know. Well, I have a bedroll. I don't know if they have bedrolls.
Everybody has a bedroll.
Yeah, we have bedrolls.
Everybody get bedroll.
Everybody get bedroll.
Her body.
I'm gonna use my fucking crowbar.
Okay.
To like rip up one of the planks and look underneath it.
That's dirt.
That'd be a cool, like minor quest, ghost or something. But nah.
Secret laboratory underneath the basement.
That'd be cool, right?
A basement full of dead cats.
And dead rats.
Noted.
It was a civil war of cats and rats.
I go to bed.
I lay on my bedroll and I think to myself, I could use a bathroom. And I just go out the door for a second. I'm right back.
Oh my god.
Oh god.
Nature calls.
Go to the bathroom, dude. That's fine.
Yeah. I'm just outside.
I'm just gonna lay
I'm
down
guessing it's
my
getting
meditation.
Dark right now.
It is pitch black right now.
Okay. So I'm just have my Igni ready. Just on the closest tree.
Yeah, double Igni.
Yeah. And I'm just doing number one. I'm just
Brianna, you being Griffin school, you have advanced signs, don't you? Isn't that a thing?
I think so. Yeah, because she specialized in the midgets. What are you doing, little girl? What are you doing?
Alright, so Fenris, you go out and do whatever it is you...
Number one! I shouldn't Igni while I do this.
Sets your dick on fire.
Oh, God, I can't look at you guys. I fucking can't.
We love you too.
You go off, you take your glorious Igni flame shower piss, your golden flame shower.
Oh, what happened?
Sweet golden fiery shower.
This burn feels familiar to you, like you've had it for a couple months, but it suddenly just came on after one night in the brothel.
Oh, shit.
The thing is, he doesn't even know what sex is, so he's just like, what the hell? He's just being normal. It just feels so good after a long trip.
Fenris doesn't know what sex is?
Well, you don't know that, but out of...
Funny bone. Damn good.
Yeah.
He's just like a default, like, man-child
like
with a sword.
Yeah.
Holy shit. This guy's getting more scary, unstable as I learn about him. Yeah. Vigor doesn't know that, but he knows other shit. But, like, it's like the more... I feel like you're just, like, looking on your phone, like, mental diseases to get...
I'm schizophrenic.
He's schizophrenic, retarded, amnesiac. And, like, tomorrow, you'll be fucking whatever. You'll just be autistic.
No.
He's, like, full on, like, boom. Swing his sword around, and he's like, I'll be like, Fenris. He'll be like, eh. Okay.
I'm not okay.
I'm not okay.
What do I dream about, Austin?
Roll a d20.
It's a nine.
Let's see what you dream about.
You fucking ass.
Don't roll your dice like you have a dream chart back there.
God damn it. Fuck you, you don't know what I got.
I have a dream chart. But I'm that kind of DM. I'm like, ooh, mysticism.
No, it was actually just more rolling to see if you were going to have a good dream, a bad dream, a nightmare, a night terror, or a wet dream.
Oh.
Which is it?
Let's see. With this number, that's a pretty high one. You have a really good dream. You go back to your days where life was simpler and you were just making mead at the meadery, getting drunk with all your friends on the job, making some hella good mead.
Yeah, backstory time, y'all. Nuh-uh. Broken vape time.
No.
Joking vape.
What'd you grab?
My D20. 12.
Yeah, okay.
Can I drink too, Austin?
Yes, you can drink too. With a D20.
18.
I'm not even kidding. I have a dream system.
I'm out.
And it's my player's favorite system.
Really?
Yeah. Like they're like dream every time there's a long rest. It's so weird.
Okay. Well, Fenris, you rolled high enough to get a wet dream, but since you don't know what sex is,
was actually water.
You just pee yourself again.
No, actually, it's a good dream. I just like
You have a dream of you just swimming through the creek. And, like, as you're swimming along, you see the dead body of the twin black floating past you, and you just laugh uncontrollably to yourself.
Exactly.
Wait, is this, like, figurative wet dream, or does he also have, like, a water fetish?
Like, I don't know, man.
He doesn't know what sex is, so this is just a literal wet dream.
Fenris started with this, like, one gimmick, and now he's become, like, this really in-depth, like... In a, like,
special
ed. I mean, this is how I try to do all my characters, dude. Like, really in-depth characters with all of them.
Caremorn special short bus squad.
Oh, man. Can't wait for Dragon.
Caremorn short bus squad. That's right. Clearly. We've got, like, a deformed, stinky Danny DeVito midget.
Pony. Like,
basically, hey. a fucking girl that, like... has a knife and hasn't gone beyond 13 years old, and then like, and it's well trained enough. And then what is it?
That's how you get lip, Morgan. That's how you get lip poisoning.
I don't get it. The new edgy modern.
No,
though.
Just edgy.
Oh, just edgy.
New edgy modern.
No, please don't eat that.
And then we have retard with a club and a sword and a water fetish. God.
Right, the Dragonborn character is going to be more gentlemanly.
I think we found
our
group name.
I want to have a dream too. I'm jealous.
See? That's what I'm saying.
Got any? 19.
19? Oh. You have a decent wet dream.
Oh.
Is hers an actual wet dream? Or
yeah,
wet her, dream?
Hers is like the common definition.
Like, what fucking happens?
I don't fucking know. She can decide what happens in a wet dream.
We'll keep that private.
She's gonna save it for later.
I think Poppy has the hottest for the role.
No,
it's gonna
really
be a horse.
Like
it's gonna be a horse.
Oh my god.
it's a horse, but it has Geralt's head on it.
Yeah. It's the
Mrs.
stuffed
Sam.
Unicorn.
Hey, baby.
Brianna Mitchell, what's the stuffed unicorn?
Oh my god.
And Geralt has a unicorn head.
Holy shit.
Okay, okay, so you all. Now I'm gonna have to come up with a fucking dream chart for next session. Jesus Christ.
Please. He's like, boom.
Just saying.
Yeah,
they
know.
Fucking love it, dude. I'll show you the session. Okay, so... Figure wakes up.
Ouch.
Momo, don't chew on that.
Takes out his gun.
It's damn.
His gun crossbow.
It's gross.
Puts it to his
gun bow.
The side of his hand.
He's like, fuck
baby,
this shit.
Girl.
Baby, come back.
Sweet honey, you are not on the ground.
Baby, come back.
You sweet summer child.
Where's your baba?
It's under you.
Oh, shoot.
Okay, so you all awake.
Where's baba?
You take the bar off the door. It's a foggy morning. It actually rained a little bit last night. So a very light rain. It's kind of a humid morning almost.
My hair is out to here.
Poppy just has a giant fro from like the
humidity. Oh, that's right.
Of her hair.
Nice.
Because wood elves are just basically black elves. Right?
Yeah.
So, like...
It's not really wrong.
Yeah.
So like, wood elves are like the black elves, and the drow are just like the edgy emo god elves.
Yeah.
Should have been that. Instead of inflicting damage on other things, I inflict damage upon myself.
That's how. That's how Matt Mercer's what is it, Blood Hunter class works?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how his Blood Hunter class works. You do damage to yourself to increase your damage to other things.
Yeah.
It's basically really a berserker mode.
It's actually really interesting.
What? Yeah. Do you want some more burger?
Sorry. It's like kind smashed of
footsie with me, but
yeah, well, I am. is this bar that I have in my hand, like, is it like a wooden plank?
I roll to attack.
basically, yeah, it's about the size of the middle beam that's right over there.
Oh.
Like the one that's going across there.
Okay.
Actually, it's probably a little bit shorter. It's probably like one of the horizontal beams.
I'm gonna... Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna... That's perfect. I'm gonna take some of my,
How is it?
I've got a hempen rope. I've got 50 foot of it.
Okay.
I'm gonna cut off 10 feet of it. And I'm gonna tie some of it to the plank.
No.
And then I'm gonna put it around Whippersnapper. And then, and then tie it. So it's on the side of him. And I'm gonna hop
on. You could just kind of tie it to your saddle where it's dragging it behind it. That would work.
I don't want to drag it. I want to be aerodynamic, so.
Okay. Noted.
For right now, it's horse armor. Later, it's... I mean, I'm going to be riding for another day. I'm Vigor's obviously getting bored with this shit.
That's so a pony burrito.
So, yeah. So I've got a plan. I've got a plan with this. So.
Okay.
Light the pony on fire.
Noted and confused. Confused, but still noted.
Slightly aroused.
We're gonna. I'm gonna make some stuff.
I don't know what's going on here, but I have the ever slightest of bonus from it.
All right, I'm gonna get rolling. Oh, are they up yet?
They're up yet.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's
they're up,
up
yet.
They're up yet. They're up yet.
They up yet.
There you go. Come on, we're losing daylight.
All right. For the sake of efficiency, no, we've got one more day before you guys get to the pass. After that, we'll determine the sake of efficiency or not. So, D20s all around.
15!
16.
Wonderful! We get an encounter!
Okay. I mean, oh no. Hello.
I was thinking this is going to turn into,
another merbaid. The merbaid ditch.
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we'll go with that one.
No! No, no more merbaid bitches.
Not that. No, I was on a completely different plane of existence.
I hope so.
Okay. So, as you all are walking along, you're getting closer to the mountains. I need to look up and see if that's in here or not. And you all start to notice some random things are starting to happen. No. Okay, it's not in here.
What?
Is that good, Mo?
She's just eating the bread.
Oh, hell yeah. You got it right, girl.
At least she's holding it. Yeah, it's nice. She gets mad if I try to hold it for her.
She's a strong,
her cradle
independent
cap, cradle cap is starting to go away.
Yeah, this will work.
I mean.
It's just like dry scalp. Just nasty. Nasty.
Yeah, that's a good number. Alright. All of a sudden, I need all of you to make a, make a dexterity saving.
Oh, fuck!
Giant.
9 for Vigor Vinthrop.
19.
20.
Okay. Vigor, you take 5 bludgeoning damage.
Oh, shit!
As you are hit by a rock slot.
Oh, fuck.
Oh.
Whoa, Whippersnapper! Pull him out. Kind of get hit by the rocks. Pull him out.
What the fuck are you doing, boy? What the hell?
I
didn't go through 90 years of slavery for that shit.
I circle around back to them and I'm like all fucked up.
You know how many
up.
Asses have been on me?
And I load my crossbow. I'm like, fuck!
As you look up to where the rock slide was, you notice...
Troll.
3 bodies up there. As you kind of look and let your let your eyes adjust to the light.
Morgan, no ma'am.
You see three large beasts.
No.
Curling horns coming off their head. And you hear a mighty...
I'm like, hey, fuck you. Hey.
Fuck you too.
Fuck you. I shoot my crossbow at it.
A goat comes by.
Fuck you especially.
Roll the hit. Which one are you shooting at? The left, the middle, or the right?
The last one that neighed.
It was the same one. It was the same one.
He neighed twice? Three times?
Yeah. He got in an argument with you. I'm really not kidding. Later on, I'll go up and I'll go talk to Reuben. That's the littlest goat. And I'll sit there and go, Reuben, he'll go, man. I'll go, man. He'll go back, man. And we'll sit there for like
Wait, I don't, if he's trying to like.
Oh, this goat is pissed at you. This goat is hella pissed. You are in his territory.
Yes.
He's trying to keep us from going. It's a fucking goat.
Yeah. It's a giant fucking goat.
You can.
Like,
okay.
It is a large beast.
I was picturing like a goat person, and he was like, don't go this way. Here's a rock slide to deter you. But
no, this is just a literal four-legged, bestial, angry goat.
Fuck!
Okay, I rolled to hit.
Yes.
I rolled my crossbow, 17, 18, 19 to hit.
19 to hit will hit. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Oh shit. 12 damage to him as I fire my crossbow.
12 damage to him. That seems to hurt him pretty good. You got him right there in the shoulder.
You'd be like, it's our territory now, bitch.
Motherfucker! You motherfucking cocksucking son of a. And they all charged you. At this point, I want you guys to roll initiative as the goats are running down the hill to murk your fucking faces.
Oh, fucking Bahamut.
Tis an 8.
1.
Oh, fucking 14.
Oh, wait. 3, sorry.
Oh, wait, initiative. Yeah, that's right, because you get dex bonus to it. Mine, Vigor's actual initiative is 12.
Okay.
I forgot. I'm sorry, man. I literally am like a DM.
No, you're good.
I'm like butchering this shit. Okay.
Okay. Let's do after you shoot your crossbow, you're kind of occupied with reloading it. The two of you are still recovering from, you know, dodging the rock slide. And these goats are just... All three of them are charging at you because you pissed them the fuck off.
Oh, shit.
And so they are going to... they're going to use the dash action.
Okay.
And they will get to you. And they all kind of stomp around, or they don't use the dash action, but they use most of their movement to get, they get about 25 feet away from you.
Okay, okay.
And they're on this hill. And you guys, you're not really on like a ledge per se, but it's close enough to where there was a rock slide. Imagine kind of like Towns and Mountain almost.
Gotcha.
So, and you guys are on a road winding through there. But it's not as dramatic as a drop-off. It's only like a 10-foot drop-off on the other side. It's not like a dangerous cliff by any means. It's just, this is a road that was kind of carved out.
Fuck, I forgot to do something.
What?
It'd be total metagaming now. I'm not going to do it. But it would have totally helped me with this shit. Okay.
Out of curiosity, what did you want to do?
What I was doing with that board is I was going to sharpen it. Use
like
it as
like a ramming stick?
Exactly, on my horse. But it's too late now. Okay. It's not my turn.
Okay, so the goats run at you, and they stop about 25 feet away from you. All of them, they're kind of like in a half-triangle, like, V formation.
Oh, just like I had it.
Staring at you, giving you the ultimate goat death stare, which, as goats being the pet of Satan, they're really good at. With that, it brings us to Poppy, who is about 40 feet away from the goats.
I'm gonna, I guess, move a little closer to him and,
How closer do you want to move to him?
Much closer.
Much closer?
Much closer. Maybe not, like, inside of them, but...
Okay, so probably about 10 feet away from the start of the circle?
Yeah.
Alright, that's your movement. What would you like to do?
I'm going to... shoot one with my crossbow.
Alright.
My crossbow.
Would you like to choose one of the uninjured ones, or would you like to choose the one that Vigor already shot at?
I'll shoot at the one that he's already wounded.
Okay, go ahead and roll to hit.
What do I roll for that? I don't remember.
It's a d20 plus your modifier that's in the center box. By your crossbow.
For some reason, it's gone. I don't know what happened.
I gave you the wrong character sheet.
I don't.
Yeah, it's Poppy. Wait, you're looking for...
Give me that character sheet.
Well, it should be your proficiency modifier plus your... something. Dex, maybe?
This is the one that I wrote on. I think you had one that...
I think this is yours. This is the other one.
Okay.
Momo!
Oh.
Badly
hurt.
You farted on me.
Well, she can't be hurt too bad.
Probably scared her more than it hurt.
Probably.
I saw it and I thought, that's gonna happen. And I was like, nah, that definitely won't happen. It's like,
she's pooped.
Let's take a five minute baby check.
You get poop.
You need a cigarette, Momo.
That's right.
You get hit a baby.
What's your baba? Did you lose your burger?
It's my burger. It's not good anymore.
So these are pretty much bigger than us?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're pretty big goats.
Yeah.
No.
It's okay. It's okay. This
is... Nope.
They're about 6 feet tall and about 8 feet long.
Okay. Good. So they're probably going to have a lot of hit points.
How big are their horns?
If you stretch them out all the way, probably about 3 feet long. But they're curled, so like the radius is like a foot and a half, probably.
I would not want to get right into them.
Right.
I'll probably ride it.
Try to fetch one, turn it into your pet, get rid of cock, and ride the goat.
Yep.
I wonder, goats actually faster than horses?
I don't know. Shouldn't you know that?
Probably.
Giant
you know
goat.
What? I don't.
Speed.
Why? You're supposed to know everything.
This is...
Mule has a speed of 40, so I'm going to say a horse has like a speed of 50.
There's a bunch of stuff that's not printed.
Oh, it's from...
Elder Scrolls?
Yeah, it's from Music.
There's a bunch of stuff that didn't get printed.
Is there?
Yeah.
Shit, sorry man, we'll go back over it here in a minute.
It's okay. Oh really? Well, thanks.
If I lie.
Jesus. It's foggy down here.
Yeah. She better?
Yeah.
She okay?
She's okay. I think it scared her and embarrassed her.
Okay, yeah. A goat is actually 20 feet slower than a horse per 6 seconds.
I can't ride it.
You okay,
well, you could ride it, you just fall really far behind.
Uncle Mitchell.
Be about the same speed as his pony.
Yeah.
That's where his mama holds it.
Do you wanna go as fast as Poppy or do you wanna go as fast as Whippersnapper?
No, I'm gonna go as fast as I can.
Momo, is you okay, princess? It's okay.
Speaking of goat.
Yeah, that's essentially what you're fighting. Just like compare that to your minis, and that's what you're fighting.
Did you bite your tongue? Looks like you bit your tongue.
Don't tell me these things, Mom. You'll make me cry.
What do you want?
Yeah.
The rest of your burger?
the meat. It's still there.
And that make you feel better. You want some meat? You want some burger?
She needs some milk.
She loses
teeth. Or just
her balls over there.
Just play on the ground for now. Play it safe.
Play it safe.
I'll try to like find a playpen for her or something that we can have here.
Next time, I will bring Carson's old toys.
No. There we go. Do you have them?
Most of his stuff is at Mom and Dad's house.
Oh.
Because he stayed there all the time.
I see.
So my room is full of kids' stuff. Plus my stuff from when I was a kid. Because my parents hadn't cleaned it out yet.
And she hurt her pride more than anything. Because she, like, we went upstairs and she had, like, calmed down for a second. And then she pointed back downstairs.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
I needed a moment for them to laugh at me in private. Okay.
Here,
let's
have
see.
The dangerous amount. Chuck will kill you instantly. Come here.
Yeah, she just smacks her head.
All right, whose turn is it?
It was Poppy, and she made a roll to hit. She needed to add 4 to it, if she remembers what her roll to hit was.
Did I even roll?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you actually did.
Okay.
Because that's the thing, as you did it,
it's the same exact thing as was on. That's weird. And 4. It says it's a 1d6 plus dexterity.
The middle number. Yours is plus 4.
Yeah, so 8, 10, 11, 12.
12? Does that hit? I don't remember. Yes, that hits. Roll your damage.
And that's the d6.
Yes.
Oh, God. Plus dexterity. So 4.
4.
Full damage.
You hit really close to where Vigor hit the last time, and it seems like the goat is kind of like used to the pain being there, so it still hurts it. It just doesn't hurt as much as Vigor.
So,
That brings us back to Vigor!
Okay. He's not going to try anything fancy because of his fucking embarrassment. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes.
Shield up. I'm just going to charge towards.
She still pulls it, but not as much.
Finish him off.
Okay.
Try to at least.
Alright, so you're going to melee him?
Yeah, I'm gonna charge
this
towards him because he's 25 feet away, right? I'm just gonna swipe down at him. That's a 24 to hit.
That will hit. Roll the old damage.
I can't do that anymore.
Max damage, 12 points of piercing.
Yeah,
I never cut my hair that short again.
Slice him off, man. Okay, cool. All
right, so you go up and using your little halfling dexterity, you like slide under him and grab your rapier along his jugular as it's.
Dexterity.
Oh, as it slices his jugular, as you like do a like power slide below him, just
yes. But hold up, Vinthrop ain't done, son. I'm close to these other ones now, right?
Yes, you are 10 feet away from the next closest one.
Gonna take action surge.
Okay.
And I'm gonna lay out with the rapier on another one on the
okay.
next one. That's a fucking 21 to hit.
That will hit.
Hot diggity shit. That's not as good. It was good for a while. 7 points of damage.
7 points of damage. You carve just a gentle V in the side of the goat.
Vigor Vinthrop.
And that will bring us to Fenris, the smiling man-child wolf.
He's a water fetish.
I like swimming.
So let's see. Oh, wait. So which one's it? Is it the middle one or the?
The one that was on the left side.
Jesus.
Killed
Aaron,
one.
Are you okay?
Mo.
Killed one and wounded the other.
That's just good.
Okay.
I wounded Black
Same
Triangle too.
As long as I don't face plant.
I'm gonna go attack the middle one now.
Have you been drinking this evening, ma'am?
No, I've been eating a burger.
You go up to the middle goat with your long sword.
And visceral. Is it the initiative again?
No.
Oh, no, there it is.
Whatever in the middle.
There you are.
Proficiency plus dex. I think yours is like plus 6 or something.
Yeah, it would be
plus
21.
21, that will hit!
Is a
wreck your shit, man.
Roll damage! 10 plus your strength or dex. Or d10 plus your strength or dex.
Okay.
No. 14. 14 teen damage!
Jesus.
He's dead.
As you take your longsword, coming off, with the goat coming off the wincing pain from Digger, you take your longsword and you cleave its head clean off of its body as the second goat falls dead. And now, that brings us back up to this goat's turn, goat number 3. So, he is going to back up. He is going to back up 20 feet, and then Vigor, he is going to charge at you.
My shield is up.
Your shield is up.
I did say my shield is up last time.
So he will now make an attack against you.
I'm using Morgan as Vigor.
She's about as big as Vigor.
All right.
Right?
That
yeah.
is
just much
a
cuter.
17 to hit.
17 hits exactly with my shield up.
Wonderness! Yeah.
Damn.
He's gonna swing his head low, and he's gonna use you as a ball, and he's gonna treat you like a bat. And just...
I'm okay with bigger dies, because, like, my next dude's pretty badass. My next character's pretty cool. Hey!
I need you to make a strength saving throw.
Okay.
What'd you do it?
Sound off.
What'd you do it? You eating a hamburger.
Aw, damn. 15.
15. So as this goat charges into you, you take 12 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh, shit. Oh, my God. I was joking, but
you might
actually
die. You take 12 points of bludgeoning damage, and as he raises his head, you grab onto his horn, and he just shakes you back off. And you land back onto the ground and stand up. He is very angry at you for killing his friend.
Oh, my God. Okay.
So now that brings us to Poppy.
Oh!
I think she's been drinking a little bit too much this evening.
You've been drinking too much. You got your bottle? Okay, come on.
Bye, Mama.
Bigger's gonna
your
die.
Your been kidnapped.
It's okay.
Three.
She's fine with it.
Two.
Bigger's gonna die and he's gonna have some.
No.
And he's gonna add some, like, badass last words that'll make you guys feel
really okay, good. So I'm going to swing at
the
last
remaining
goat.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I guess I should probably get a little closer to him.
Yes, he is.
And then I'm going to swing at him with my one of my long swords.
Bless you.
Yeah, I'm going to swing at him with one of my long swords.
Digger's basically like holding his inner thing.
And she's going to give the goat a cold.
I'm going to give him a cold. Give him some of my allergies.
Right. And I guess you're lucky I rolled a one on that last roll.
Oh yeah.
So
I mean, I'm okay if he dies. There's like a there's a way cooler backup character. So
18 is what I rolled.
That will hit.
Okay. Then wait.
Roll damage.
It still says D6. So.
Your longsword is a 1D10.
It lied to me.
Or wait, what weapon are you using?
My longsword.
Yeah, that's a 1D8 if you're using it with one hand. 1D10 for two hands.
Oh, it does say 1d8. Okay, I just can't read numbers.
And 1d, if you want to use two hands where you're not using a shield, you can use two hands and it will do 1d10 damage instead.
We'll do that. Why not? That's this guy. Plus. Okay. And then
that's
plus.
That's d12.
God damn it. Is this the 10?
D10s are like this. Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Hit. So 3 plus my dexterity, which is 2, so 5.
5 damage?
5 damage.
You take it and you slice into him, giving him a good gash. And that brings us to Vigor, who has just been recovered from getting smacked the fuck around by a goat.
Yep.
With his
one. 3 times its size. 3 times his size.
Vigor is gonna... Does this thing look kind of fucked up? Or does he look totally fine?
He's looking a little rough. Not too rough, but that blow did a decent amount of damage to him.
Okay. Second wind. Oh, second wind's a bonus action. Huh.
Yeah.
Fuck me. I'm gonna do second wind.
That goat just did.
Okay. So that's... So I'm back up to 7 hit points. I'm gonna steal myself with second wind, and then I'm gonna fucking stab again here. That's it. That's it, man. It's like fucking EpiPen of Roy. It's like just ripped Danny DeVito.
He grows 1 inch.
okay. I rolled a 13. Let's see. With my rapier, I'm attacking 17, 18, 19.
We'll hit.
Okay.
Roll your damage.
5, 6, 7 points of damage with my rage.
7 points of damage. Wonderful. That seems to do another decent bit of damage to him. He's kind of stumbling around a little bit. And just... Vigavinthrop, bitch, what's his name?
Blah! Does a front flip. Shits himself. He's just becoming a dumpster bit midget. Like a dumpster
midget. Fenris!
Oh, hey!
The man child.
This is my character voice now.
That's my inner voice.
Oh, shit. Oh, now he's got voices in his head.
No.
God damn.
No.
This is all canon to me.
It's your turn, Fenris.
No. God?
God, is that you?
Whoops.
So you're on the...
God, huh?
Yeah. Okay. I didn't actually...
No, Your Honor, I'm not divorcing her on grounds of insanity. She's fucking goofy.
So he's pretty weak, right?
He's pretty weak.
On the decapitated one, how are his horns?
They're fine, if you're looking for trophies.
Well, no, I was just hoping to break off a piece and stab him right in the skull.
Oh, shit. Make a strength check?
Okay.
Dandy, man.
22.
You rip off a piece of his horn.
Run into the, like, stab at him into the skull.
Okay, roll a d20 and add your proficiency plus your strength.
See.
Right in the brain.
19.
That will hit.
This song, oh my God. This song is very Fenris right now.
That's pretty much what he's saying.
Okay, roll a 1d4 plus your strength. So roll a 1d4, that's the triangle.
Okay.
The pyramid, then add your strength modifier.
6.
I'm sorry.
6.
He's like marking down here like kill Venger.
Tomorrow.
Hey, your character died while we weren't playing, so...
Just to let you know.
I just send you a text, like, because we're not going to be
able
to
meet next Wednesday, your character. So...
Bigger's got malaria.
Bigger got AIDS from the goat.
Not goat AIDS. It's the worst kind of AIDS. What the fuck is this session? Okay.
Oh, it's right. Fantastic.
This is
isn't
great.
It?
This is
it's
great.
Actually fantastic.
Alright, what's what happened? What's your game?
Fly.
Huh?
It's funnier than last.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, do I kill him?
No, you do not. He's still standing. And that brings us back up to the goat.
Is he stumbling?
Oh, shit. Kill me,
he's...
goat.
He's gonna look at the guy that just took a piece of horn off his brother, and he's gonna back up. No, he's not going to back up, actually, because that would provoke attack of opportunity.
Mm-hmm. From 3 people, yeah.
From 3 people.
Talking about a bad day!
So he's just going to ram you with his face.
And I have
and
my...
that is a 17 to hit.
16.
16?
So,
okay.
Fenris, no! I have my horn ready at the side, but okay. I can't really reflect or anything, though.
No, you cannot. That's not a thing in 5e.
Yeah, it's all right, so it's going to hit me.
It's going to hit you, and you are going to take 9 bludgeoning damage.
Okay, that's
oh, fuck.
And the goat's just going to kind of brace itself a little bit. And pray to God that Poppy doesn't kill it.
I'm gonna attack up my long swords again.
Your long swords.
Try again, Brianna.
I killed a goat, he killed a goat.
Sucks. After you kill your...
You miss!
Yeah.
Vigor!
Oh, please miss.
If I miss, I'm going to die, which is cool. I'm okay with that. Like,
but if you miss, I'll be able to attack with the horn.
That's true. 17 to hit.
That will hit, and while I go take a piss, I want you to think of how you want to do this.
Oh, shit! Yes! I don't even have to roll damage. Fuck this.
Sleight of hand, take my horn.
Why don't you just...
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
He goes outside.
It's Bluetooth.
Hello?
Apparently, this phone is too far away.
Without the power of awesome, Ricardo would be attacked by demons.
More like you just got totaled by a goat.
Take you back to the body shop.
We can carry your body back on the whippersnapper.
No, carry me back on my cock.
So Vigor's gonna kind of assess the situation for a second. He's gonna be like to Fenris. He's gonna be like, thanks for setting it up for me. And I'm gonna run like towards its face with my shield out.
Okay.
And just the horn's already in its eye, right? Going towards its fucking skull. I'm just gonna run and hit it with my shield and dig that horn into the brain of the thing.
Okay.
That's
so,
it.
So you Fenris, you look over at Vigor, and he's kind of standing there after he had just steeled himself. And you can kind of tell this is his moment. This is his perfect moment.
You got this.
Oh, I thought I was going to get a little...
Oh, shit.
He steals himself and he brings his sword up. He tenses his arm and he just waddles as fast as he can. He puts his hand out, and when he gets close to the goat, he pushes with all his little 14 halfling strength and just pushes in as hard as he can. And it's enough to drive the horn into the brain of the third goat.
Holy shit.
As it just falls over. You make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, it's gonna fucking fall on me. That is a 11.
You lose your balance as you trip over the goat, and you just fall and you give him a big old hug.
Oh, you smell like fish.
I just mutter under my breath, good night.
Good night, I guess. I'll be good.
The goat's final bleat just you
Normie.
Vigor just kind of like picks himself up. He's like still like bleeding and shit. He's gonna get up onto the pony. He's like, we've gotta keep going.
Well, you wanna take some of this health potion?
No, I can't take that. I've got one that I'm gonna take.
You guys also have the option to take a short rest. You know that, right?
Yeah. Short rest are for fucking pussy. No, we'll take a short rest at this mountaintop. I'm gonna roll my one hit die.
I still say I have.
You have two hit die.
10 max points.
Oh, that's right.
Hit points. That's not
two,
right.
Two hit die now.
Oh, nice.
Fucking douche nozzle.
I'm max health again, man.
Still.
Did I take any damage from that?
Probably shouldn't have rolled twice.
Did you?
I don't think so.
No, you didn't either. It was just for me and him.
Probably shouldn't have rolled twice just now, though.
They're sexist, and they don't want to hit a woman. I see how it is.
What would your health have been at? Would it have been max on your first roll?
No, it would have been...
Because you add your constitution to it.
It would have been... Oh, do I?
I believe so. Yeah, you heal. Yeah, you heal one hit die plus your constitution on a short rest.
No, it would have been 17.
Okay.
So I made the mistake of rolling twice. I'm gonna own it.
Okay.
So I'm at full health though, so it's no big deal. Okay. I've got one healing potion left. So one white raffer potion.
Raffer decoction, yes.
Yeah, it's specifically brewed so I can have it. So
yes, it's essentially watered down liquor.
So I've got that
for
left.
Maybe.
So I'm good. Are you guys good? What's Fenris looking like? Is he bloody or what?
I'm still a little roughed up, but I'm pretty okay.
I mean, you can take a short rest.
Yeah, I mean, I did.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Oh, okay.
I have a question, man.
I'm questioning
you. We had to deal with demonic birches, and now we have giant goats.
Is that not normal as well, or what?
Have you seen any giant goats in your Witcher lifetime?
No.
Did you just spun?
No.
Okay. Okay. Still, it feels like something weird's going on. Hopefully, Novigrad will have some answers.
Alright. All the more reason to keep going. Right. Spur whippersnapper right. The long dick of the law.
Come on, cock.
He's gonna shoot this horse when we get there.
Well, you were good, whippersnapper.
Oh, no.
I'm actually...
like what I used to do in Red Dead Redemption. Run as fast as I can at the cliff and just...
Oh, no. Next horse I get is not going to be an old black man, though. I'm going to aim for finding like a right-wing, like, super conservative, like a, not like a logical conservative, like an offensive conservative.
Vigor's going to ride you.
You know, that's how he talks. Like, fucking ass. Old values are the best. Build that wall and keep them out. You know, that kind of like a Trump supporting.
Oh my gosh.
Like, Trump is fine. I want like specifically like a horrible conservative.
Yeah.
Not even like a fucking logical one. I want like a fucking bad horse.
So like the Hillary Clinton of the conservatives.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. But in horse form. That's my next
horse form.
Riding Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. And he's gonna have Hillary Clinton's voice. All right, let's go.
Go to the polls.
Pokemon, go to the polls.
We're just walking at it. I'm walking.
You're walking? You're gonna like walk.
My horse is walking. Okay. I can't think of the proper term at the moment.
Trotting.
Trotting at a speed keeping up.
Trying to keep up with
this garbage man. He was like a cool, interesting dude, but now he's become this garbage dumpster midget. All right, so we're going.
Who we care about?
Yeah. All right,
so as you guys continue on, the sun starts to set, and you find a decent and unpopulated cave along one of the sides of the mountain range, close to the camp.
Unpopulated.
Crow flies in.
Bet
go!
Bet out.
My cave.
Two different themes come out of the cave.
Cut.
I guess we should camp out of the cave for the night.
Yes, you all may camp out at the cave for the night. And your night, all three of your watches pass peacefully. And now you guys are at the point where you can choose to take the long way around, or you can take the mountain pass. The mountain pass can be a little bit more dangerous, but it gets you there quicker, or you can take the long way, which is the safe way, and get there a couple days later.
Fast or safe?
I feel like this is urgent.
Urgent.
There's some weird stuff going on, as
Cat-Eyes Mr. Zoltan.
We don't know where some very important people, like socially and politically, but also important people to you are. They're gone. My whole troop that I arrived with is gone. I need to report to my superiors. This is urgent. We need to get there.
Okay.
Agreed.
Mountain pass, and I just go.
Okay.
See ya, bitches!
I'm going with them.
And I'm right behind him. Let's go, cack.
All right, D20s all around.
Oh, you're hiding.
13.
11.
Ew, 1.
That's a good
13. Day. All right, morning passes. D20s again.
1.
4.
10.
We're having some good luck, man.
Hey, go again.
19.
You fucker. You fucked us.
I know.
10.
20. 19 and 20.
Yeah. 19
and 20.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wait. Horses all have a stroke.
Or no, this is my d20. Okay, so that was...
That was considered a long rest in that cave, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
After long rest, we get both sign points back, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm just gonna...
Alright, as you all are walking around closer towards dusk, suddenly, Poppy.
Jess.
As you are riding along, I assume you're probably in the middle, correct?
Sure.
Yeah, because I'm in the back, because yeah. How we're riding.
You're in the behind?
Yeah, I'm behind.
Cox bringing up the rear.
Where he likes to be.
And he's like, why are you guys still laughing?
Yeah.
I named the cop because the Gerald Plum Roach. So
it's really like a sandwich of dicks. He's got like, yeah.
He goes shit eating between two dicks.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's your stomach. Shit eater. Like it's like...
Poppy, I need you to make a dexterity saving
throw. Oh, fuck!
10.
10? Suddenly you are struck by a crossbow bolt.
Oh, shit!
You take, 4 piercing damage.
Oh, shit!
I thought you were gonna flip you off.
You would get bandited in the dusk, I can imagine.
Okay.
And, you are pierced by a lone crossbow bolt, and you don't really see where it came from. Like, you know the direction, of course, but you don't really see anywhere else. You don't see exactly where it came from.
Boys!
Where did it come from?
Where did you go?
Where did you come from?
Kind of crossbow.
Did it come from the left or the right side?
It came from the right side.
Are both sides flat wooded, or is it like a mountain?
We're in the mountains, aren't we?
There, you guys are going through the mountain pass, so it's kind of like hidden amongst boulders and other things of that nature.
And came from the right side?
Came from the right side.
Okay, I'm going to scan the right side while I'm loading my crossbow bolt.
Make a perception check.
Let's see if I see it. Poppy doesn't see it. 10.
10. You don't really see anything.
Oh, shit. I'm going to spur my horse and run. Like, get the fuck out of here. This is a setup. Run, fucking run.
Yeah, I'm going to go as well.
It's too late. We have to roll.
It's too late. I want to go.
Vigor, that is a 14 to hit.
Oh, shit. That does not hit.
All right, and crossbow bolt. Bound reflects off one of the rocks beside you.
What's going on?
Are you guys running?
Yeah.
We're trying to run.
Trying to get out in the open.
Yeah,
so we can see them better.
You guys were already out in the open.
It's a pretty wide pass? Yeah, I imagine it's pretty small. Okay, cool.
It's like a decently wide pass. It's like double the size of the standard road.
Okay, here's what I want to do then. I want to run... I want to bring Whippersnapper along to get along as fast as I can over to the far right, like where it starts to elevate. See if I can get some rocks between me and the line of shot here. Kind of duck in, you know.
You do so.
Okay. And I'm going to get off of them.
Make a perception check.
Gotcha. It's the flexibility you
need to get more out of 13. You do manage to see where it was coming from. You see a lone bandit reloading another crossbow.
What the fuck? He's got to be really desperate. Okay, so I'm going to reload my crossbow. Take a shot at him.
Okay, roll the hit.
Oh, shit. 23, fucker.
He is fucking hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
9 points of damage.
9 points of damage.
What are you guys doing? Get over here.
Your crossbow bolt, and you turn and you fire. He hears the loosing of your bolt as he looks up, strikes him in the jugular, and he falls, and he's gripping his neck. He is not dead, but he is very incapacitated, and he is dying quickly.
I'm gonna scale a mountain really quick.
Okay.
I'm gonna throw his crossbow or whatever he's using to assign, try to stabilize him. I think I just figured out what's going on.
Okay, go ahead and make a medicine check.
17.
17.
He's alone, right? So I think he's like, I think he's sent, like, for us, whatever's going down. That's just my fucking opinion, though.
Okay, so 17, you do manage to kind of stop a little bit of bleeding. Like I said, it's in the jugular, so it's going to be really hard.
Yeah.
You slow it down, this guy's definitely going to die, but you can get a few words out of him.
Okay, yeah.
So choose them wisely.
Fuck. I'm going to pull my dagger out. I'm going to say, I'll make it quick if you tell me who sent you.
No one sent me. I'm just hungry.
Fuck. I kill him.
Okay.
that sucks. So, like, he did it. I mean, he did it to himself. Fuck, yeah, I just fucking stabbed him in the neck a bunch.
He could have just asked us for food.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're in the wild, wild.
Yeah, that's true.
That sucks. I had to kill him, but, like,
northeast.
Had to do it, though, you know? Fuck.
I mean, if you guys want some clarity, my thing was crossbow with a lone bandit. So a lone bandit with a crossbow.
That's crazy.
That was the encounter.
Alright, well, I'm taking his bolts, if he's got any left.
He had 9 bolts left.
Okay.
As you continue surging him, you do find 3 silver pieces.
Silver
pieces? Hey, find anything?
No.
Yeah, I'm gonna chuck 2 silver pieces to him.
Aw.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks, friend.
That might come in.
So you guys each have a silver piece.
How big is the crossbow there?
It's a standard 2-handed crossbow. One that you are not proficient in.
I mean, I was thinking about selling it.
I'm not proficient in either. I'll toss it down to you if you wanna.
Yeah, I'll hold on to it and I can probably sell it for something better.
Alright,
Look over him, see if there's anything else on him?
You don't really find much of anything. Just pretty much all he had was his ragged clothes that he had, his crossbow, his bolts, and those 3 silver that you could probably gather he got from holding someone up earlier in the day. And he was just trying to come away with a better take so he could maybe not have to do this so quickly next time.
Fuck, man. I mean, he's a killer. I don't feel too guilty. Alright, I'm just gonna leave him. It literally says here, like, he does not consider human life under the umbrella of animism. Like, fuck this dude. I'm gonna kick him in the head, and we're just gonna leave. This is fucking depressing.
You kick him in the head, and you're attacked by a wraith.
Oh shit.
It just emerges.
He comes back as a noon wraith.
Give me your food! I'm hungry for souls now, bitch.
Oh fuck!
It's like pile drives me.
With his dick.
Alright, so we're going.
Sorry to slap
half. Oh shit, we need to like set up camp.
We just set up camp over his dead body.
It's dusk, like.
Yeah. Well, we don't want
to. I got an idea.
We should probably. Okay. Oh, you go first.
No, this is gonna be a fucking stupid joke. What are you saying?
What I was gonna suggest is that I use Igni to burn the body so it doesn't attract necrophages.
I don't know what the fuck that is, but that sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, necrophage is like a goblin, but it's like very deformed and it eats the dead.
Mm. Sure. Hey, man.
It's just to make sure there's no necrophages coming after us.
Do, you know, cat eyes, do whatever you gotta do.
So I'll take the dead body and then just get a little pyre and just burn it.
The body goes up in flames.
It's a little bit more honor than he deserves, but I also don't like the sound of those necrophags.
Necrophagies.
Yeah.
Good call. Well, it's our campfire for the night.
Yep. We're camping around a dead guy.
This is fucking
smells
dark.
Like burning flesh. It's
pull out some berries, put on a stick.
Holy shit.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Pull out over human flesh. Throw some of the shit berries on there.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
It wafts with a gentle peachy aroma.
See, yeah, we're actually, I mean, it's only dusk. We're basically camping early.
Yeah, like, that's fine.
Camp early, wake up a little bit before dawn, and get out of here.
Sounds good.
What the fuck was that? Okay. So, we're ready to roll.
But hopefully not roll too soon.
And hopefully not roll like initiative.
Who's taking first watch?
Vigor will take first watch.
Perception check.
Oh shit. Got really ominous really fast. 19. He's getting better at this.
You hear a lone howl in the distance, far distance, the echo carrying it, or the mountains carrying the echo very far away, probably no danger to you.
Kind of reminds me of Fenris.
A little bit, yeah. Reminds you of Fenris.
Anything else happen on mine?
Nope, that's it.
I wake up Fenris first.
Hey. My turn.
It's in fact your turn, friend.
Get some rest. Go back to sleep, Poppy.
Bigger goes to sleep, you know? Like, call Fenris friend this time instead of just like waking him up randomly. Like, yeah, little bit of character development, a little bit of a bond forming.
Yeah.
Maybe even a romantic.
He doesn't even know what romance is.
Yeah.
He knows about friendship.
Gay.
Surprise.
Is it really, though?
Oh, shit. Bigger goes fucked to sleep, dude. He's so tired. He, like, literally, like, has to reassess all of his values. He's just, like, randomly killing people. So.
I'm sorry. Welcome to an improv session of D&D.
Yeah.
Filled
right.
With combat and no story.
Fucking, like, more like character mental breakdown, like shattering their worldviews.
And you all wake up.
Yeah, I don't really have a plan right now. Like, fucking Bigger's like. Okay, so I'm going to bed.
And then, I do my watch.
Check.
If another owl comes at me, man, I'm gonna cry.
There's three Mountain Dew cans right here.
Yep.
They're 20. All half full.
That's my mother's doing, or my sister's doing.
One. Unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20?
Okay.
Unnatural
20. Okay.
16 out of 4. As you are looking up in the sky, you see a green shooting star dance across the atmosphere.
Whoa. That's shiny.
Damn. I'm jealous of that. That's like, Vigor's like all about natural beauty.
I should make a wish and like, wish I had some memories back. How the hell am I demented?
Hello, again, friend.
Still watching.
Huh.
Fucking
that's the shooting star.
That's the shooting star.
It's just erratically dancing through the sky.
Welcome back, Ladybug.
Why do you like me so much?
You killed my brother. I come back for war.
Tiny Asian man with wings.
Fitful.
So Bigger makes a fucking wish.
Fuck off.
For his mother.
They smell so bad when you kill them, though.
No, they don't.
You gotta keep the Mountain Dews in his face.
Cause gonna like try and catch it. I don't know where he went.
Zach gives a bit of a wet t-shirt gone. Contest with the Mountain
Dew. I don't give a fuck about ladybugs. They're just computers with wings. People are like that all the time. Ooh, don't kill the bug. Like, it's literally just an instinct computer. It's not even a real animal with a soul. Like, it's not a big deal to kill it.
Yeah.
You know? That's all it is. It's got like two things. Fly. And, like, it doesn't even have thoughts. I don't care.
Attack Brianna.
Yeah.
That's it.
So my shift goes by, I go wake up Poppy.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Hello.
Poppy.
Perception check.
Of.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
20. Unnatural.
Comes
up. Oh, just slaughters me.
I wouldn't mind.
Drags my body off into the distance.
As you're sitting there throughout your watch, the wind slowly starts to. Motherfucker.
Hi.
It's his other brother, Gerald.
Gerald, Harold, and Gerald. The second.
Brother, go home and protect brother.
The wind starts to pick up, and that's really it. Just, it gets a little windy.
Oh, okay. My hair puffs up again. Very sensitive.
That's great.
You all do the same
parts
time.
Of sleep.
Yeah.
Okay, continue.
Start us up ready.
Okay, so you guys wake up, and we're going to take some...
Oh,
no,
boy.
Yeah,
Go. Sit on your dildo one more time, Zach fucking Christ.
You know, I've been having a good time.
I've laughed so much that my ribs actually hurt.
Are you guys having a good time with the improv?
Yeah, I am.
That's how all my D&D sessions usually go.
Poppy loves not knowing what's going on.
I don't know what's going on either.
No, Poppy's your best friend.
I'm throwing random shit at you until I think of something interesting.
The gunslinger comes out of the woods. Jesus! Never misses a shot.
Nope.
Alright, everybody, roll on your character.
Alright, everybody's dead. Roll
the mysterious man came and shot us all.
Boom, 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 boom.
A small boy trailing after him. It's like, what the? What?
Wait, what?
And trailing after the small boy is a dog. His name is Meat.
No, no, the small dog's name Cam Spacey.
I'm the president of the United States. How's the car? I'm gay. I'm Catholic.
What?
What?
Are you talking about Chris Lucas?
No, we're talking about Kevin Spacey chasing little boys.
Oh. I'm kind of upset that nobody knows my cool D&D shirt.
Let's get stitched.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't read it at first because, like, the way you were sitting, and I haven't even really looked at it, but I like it.
Let's just get stitched.
Like my cool D&D shirt?
Yeah, I didn't even realize you were wearing, like, a Midtown shirt. That's great. Yeah.
Mitchell's wearing Kingdom Hearts with his Witcher medallion.
That's pretty D&D.
Yeah.
I'm going to come dress as Vigor next session. So basically, like, I'm going to just walk around on my knees and just cover myself in shit. Like, hey, guys. Oh, hey, Zach.
You still smell like fish.
I'm Vigor. Get it? I'm Vigor Venthrop. The soldier boy, honey meadery.
Yeah. Let's go to the woodshed, buddy. Come on, I need some firewood.
He's not dead.
He can never be killed.
It's like roll a d20.
Okay, if the fucking 12 9mm shots didn't kill you.
Okay, did I miss anything?
No, we've paused.
Bathroom breaks.
I mean, let's be honest, if you miss this session, you're not gonna miss anything.
I know, I mean, it's good for character development, and we're having fun, like,
The soap smells so good.
What?
The soap smells really good.
Having fun doing fucking, traveling through the wilds, you know?
Ooh, I like this.
Is it Witcher? No.
Yeah, this is Witcher.
Are we still camping?
No, it's Diablo 3.
I think we're done.
Okay.
Yeah, we're getting ready to move on now since we got
to cover. We're starting to get into civilized lands from what I understand.
Cool.
At this point. Bandit was the first sign of that. Alright, I get on Whippersnapper along Dick of the Wall, and I start heading out. Oh, this time, I'm going to start sharpening one end of that oar.
Okay.
While I ride.
Alright, so make a dexterity check.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, stay on my horse. I'm like one-handed, like...
I'm running up next to you. I was like, do you need some help?
21, son.
No, you don't manage
no
to
Fenris.
Cut, you don't manage to cut Whippersnapper's ear off, and he hates you even more.
Freaking halflings.
Alright, so you all go through the mountain pass. About a week passes as you guys travel through. Eventually, as you're coming down the mountain, off in the distance, you see a rather large mansion. It seems to have people there.
Interesting.
Hmm.
where you guys are still kind of elevated above the mountain, you also see what looks to be a horse track around it.
Oh, no.
Were you in Kentucky?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like, right?
Basically.
Well.
Oh, so this is where they keep the horse races.
I say go in and totally ignore this plot thread entirely.
I said anything about a fucking plot thread. I'm just looking at the Witcher map, finding the closest piece of civilization.
Oh, okay. Want to check it out, guys?
I'm down.
Hey. Yeah, just to get some information real quick. Oh.
See if you want to take a break from the ass.
Open the door. Does this look like a? Okay, so does it look like there's a lot of people in and around it? Like, does it kind of look public? Like, can I just walk up to the?
It's You can tell it's a public place, but at this day, there aren't really any races going on or anything like that. At least at this current time, so there's not many people there. Just kind of your standard. Servants walking around the grounds doing some general gardening.
There are servants. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to hop off.
Vigor, I probably should. You know what? You got this.
Right.
No, nothing.
Vigor comes up to the closest servant near the garden or whatever. And
oh,
like,
gosh.
Covered in shit. And he's like, you there, kind sir.
Yes. Hello. Who are you?
My name is Vigor Venthrop of the Nilfgaardian Army. This is my horse, my steed, Whippersnapper the Long Dick of the Lawn. I and my Witcher friends here are on a just and true journey to the Free City. How far are we from it?
Mm-hmm. Novigrad, you say? The Free City of Novigrad, yes.
That's indeed what I said, sir.
Well, Meister, the Free City of Novigrad is about 2 days' ride to the west, slightly north, mostly west.
Is there any sort of lodging between here and there?
I'm sure my lady would be more than happy to accompany you, find you a place to stay for the night, give you baths,
yeah,
things of that nature. Yes.
Probably just.
Excellent, thank you, kind sir.
Come.
Rhaegar!
And another one of the servants, a little bit closer to the house, looks over. He comes running over to you.
Please tell me that's his voice. I want it to be so bad.
Yes, sir.
Yes? God, why do I have a lisp?
Is he from Stranger Things?
Oh, I can get that reference. I've watched Stranger Things.
Oh, there's a kid with an ailment in the show that causes him to lose all of his teeth.
I call him Toothless. He's got D&D in it.
Yeah.
Demogorgon.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
That's all I fucking know.
Poppy's also going to hop off her horse and keep a good little.
Yeah, I motion to him, you know, like, hey,
space.
Yes, Kelmore. He goes, find the lady and see if she would be willing to provide guest housing for these two witches and the Nilfgaardian soldier. Yes, sir, right away.
Yes.
Who is the lady of the house?
That would be Lady Bagelbug.
Can I make a history check, see if I know about anything about them?
Yes, make a history check.
I am sorry I'm so upfront and aggressive in my manner of speech. You're the first NPC I've talked to.
I don't know what you mean by that, but don't worry, it's fine. We can tell you've came from the mountain pass. We get travelers through there about once every fucking when they come from Kaer Morhen, because that's the only fucking place witches come from. So
Poppy's
okay.
Still got just a
my history check is 3, because it's Vigor. He doesn't know anything about anything.
I asked the servant, is like, is there some stables we can leave our horses at? My cock here is very fragile. He needs a good place to stay for the night.
He's a good old cold. He's a warm, soft.
Yeah, but horse cock. No?
No, we have stables. I will take your horses
okay.
To the stables.
Just hand him my cock, Kimberly.
What did I say the other guy's name was?
Raffy
or something like that.
We'll go with Raffy.
Okay.
That's what
go,
it was.
Go ahead and follow Raffy on and wait outside.
Okay.
He will.
I'm gonna kiss she either right on the mouth.
Where's the lady, if I may speak to her?
The lady.
Fuck.
Oh no, it's the fourth one.
No shit. This one's name is
Pablo.
Yeah, perfect. Gerald, Harold, Gerald II, Pablo.
The lady is, I can only imagine, currently indisposed with her gardening of her own. However, Robbie will fetch her for you, so worry not. Just wait outside the main hallway there, and she will have someone with you momentarily.
Excellent.
And as for your history check...
Finally found Vigor's character voice.
There we go.
Very excited about this. Vigor Finthrop is my name, and I'm the... Oh, wait. I'll wait until she gets here. I kind of wipe my shit off onto their fucking, like, pristine marble floors.
So,
They just have brush paper on the side.
Vigor, what you can recall...
Yeah.
...is that, the Lady of House Vengelbud is the, granddaughter of Ingrid Vengelbud. Ingrid Vengelbud was a wealthy, she's fucking dead now, but...
Yeah.
She was a wealthy townsperson, held the entire estate and a lot of the land around it. They used to hold horse races here. She had a son named Albert.
Mm-hmm.
And Albert was an alchemist who was evacuated during the whole mage crisis with Radovid III.
Which that's... it was Radovid III. Yeah. But that situation is resolved now in our campaign, right?
Yes, that's correct. I'm getting there. No, you're fine. Don't worry. After the assassination of Radovid at the hands of the Temerian rebels, and what were they called, Mitchell?
Like, are you talking about the factions?
Like the people that Vernon Roach.
Oh, okay, yeah, they were the Blue Stripes commandos.
Yeah.
Blue Stripes commandos.
After his assassination at the hands of the Blue Stripes commandos and everything else, Albert was free to come back. He has since then passed in his old age as well. And so now his daughter, Amelia, is the current lady of the house.
Huh.
Write that down because that's actually going to be important later, probably, maybe.
She's the daughter of Albert?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that Lady Amelia would, Vigor knows at this moment? Kind of.
Yes, he knows of her.
Because she's kind of like in the history of things.
She was a very good friend of one of the Lady Vigelbud, the original Lady Vigelbud, Ingrid. She was a good friend of a Nilfgaardian general by the name of General Voorhees, who was a legendary commander. You have heard many things about him.
Oh, okay.
And he actually trained the general that you were under.
Wow, okay. Huh. Alright, where's she at? Is she here yet? So wait.
As Robbie comes back out of the house.
Fucking Robbie's my favorite character.
I hear Momo.
I hear my buzzer.
Surprise attack.
Ouch. Well, we had a little nap till I laid her down. And you can't do that, I don't think. So we need a diaper, Mama.
No, diaper. Oh. Let's see, girl.
Hello there.
Lady Amelia.
Yes.
My name is Vigor Vinthrop. I'm a lower ranking member of the Nilfgaard.
I'm a
what?
Foot soldier.
I'm a private foot soldier.
Private foot soldier. They wouldn't have had privates if
got any Swedish fish.
I'm a foot soldier of the Nilfgaardian army. I trained under the same general that was trained by Sir Voorhees. General?
Yes.
General Voorhees. I'm aware of your relationship with them. I'm the leader of this group of intrepid adventurers.
Leader?
Known as the Short Bus. Where I just wanted you to... I just wanted to thank you in person. Robbie has been very accommodating, but I wanted to personally thank you in face to face for allowing us to stay the night. We've spent many a weary night in the wild, faced many great dangers along our way. this is the right height, yeah.
Yes, well, thank you very much. We will be more than happy to provide you and your Witcher companions with safe passage for the night.
That's her diaper change. Going awry.
Oh. I'm loving that. Like I'm actually at Digger's height. This is great. Yep.
So, yes, by all means, we do have a guest house on the other side of the main dwelling here that you three are more than happy, more than welcome, and hopefully more than happy to attend to. There will be warm hot baths drawn for all of you, wonderful fragrances and perfumes, things of that such. We will have a meal brought out to you, and we thank you very much. We do ask, however, I will send Ravi back later, if at all possible. Is there some way that you could help us out with the problem we've been having?
Of course. Honestly, this is the most kind gesture we've seen so far in our very important journey, actually. So I personally speaking, as the leader of this intrepid group of adventurers known as the Short Bus, declare that this problem we should take charge of it, and we shall eradicate it from your worries.
Make a deception check really quick, just out of
what? I'm not lying. Well, I mean, I'm kind of lying about being a leader of the group.
I mean, she's looking at me while I'm just doing this the entire time, just like.
That is a 12.
She totally does not buy that you're the leader. she still finds it kind of funny. Like, she already could kind of tell you weren't because, you know, you're a fucking halfling along with, like, witchers and shit like that. But she finds it very noble and almost hilarious in, like, the loving and caring.
Endearing,
way.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she finds it very endearing that you have self-appointed yourself as the leader of what you call the short bus.
Or should be the short horse, since there's no bus.
Yes. What say you, Lady Amelia? What's this issue?
We will speak more about it later. For now, clean yourselves up, get yourselves some warm food in your belly, and we'll talk about it later, because we want you all well rested.
All right, truth. Move out. I start waddling my way, leaving a shit trail behind me towards the guest house down the river.
I give her a little curtsy and just follow his trail.
Poppy's so, like, Victorian. Like,
I'm just worn out. Can't wait for her to get a warm bath.
Yeah.
Okay, with this, we're going to eat. You guys will we'll pick up with Ravi in the morning, like in the game morning. Right now, I want to take a fiver just because I
want
to go upstairs, get a drink, step out on the porch if it's not raining, have
check
a smoke,
on Momo.
Momo.
Make sure she didn't freak out too much and cause any damage.
I finally found Vigor's character. I found him. So now I hope he doesn't die.
Yeah.
We'll see.